With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A new report has dropped that indicates the Toronto Raptors are about to take a major risk ahead of this year's trade deadline, as well as impending free agencies for some of their top players. So we're going to break down what this is, why it's extremely risky for the Raptors to take this approach to everything that's been going on, and how we're all feeling about this, because anyone that has watched the Toronto Raptors play, especially over the past couple months, knows that something has to change, whether it's a blockbuster deal or maybe a retool, or maybe a Rudy Gay-esque trade or something. Something has to go down in order to shake up what the Toronto Raptors have been doing, because we're falling below mid right now. We're looking like a team that's not going to make the play-in tournament, but given previous trades, are not going to have our draft pick for this upcoming NBA draft. So it's a complete mess right now for the Toronto Raptors. So we're going to discuss what Masai Ujiri's sort of plan is given this new report. But before we dive into that, folks, first, happy Tibbs Eve to everyone out there celebrating the holiday season, but also over half of our viewers for this channel are not subscribed. So if we want to give you guys some Christmas gifts, some holiday gifts of Toronto Raptors news, we want you guys to stay up to date. So if you're half of our viewers that aren't subscribed to the channel, it would mean the world to us if you guys could hit that subscribe button. But let's dive into this sort of news, as basically a report has come out from Mike Escotto saying that rival executives believe that the Raptors will do whatever it takes to keep OG Anunoby long-term in Toronto. And if Toronto decides to retool, it seems likely it would revolve around trading Pascal Siakam. Now, this has been my stance in terms of what I expect the Toronto Raptors to do, given all of the reports, given everything that's come out over the past few months. It seems like it would be shocking if Masai Ujiri refuses to trade OG Anunoby in, you know, a deal for Shaedon Sharpe, Josh Hart draft picks a couple seasons ago, you know, this offseason, keeping him completely off the table in any type of Damian Lillard trade. It seemed like he was off the table in Kevin Durant discussions as well. Not 100% sure on that, but we know Masai Ujiri was extremely hesitant to give up OG in any of those Blazers packages, whether it's negotiations last season or the season prior. So Masai Ujiri's passed up on some significant packages over the past little while for, you know, OG Anunoby. So to let him sort of walk, or at least to trade him now at this point, it feels like Masai Ujiri, it's just not going to be his approach. So given everything that has sort of worked out with the Toronto Raptors as of late, this report completely makes sense in terms of Masai Ujiri's approach. Now, this is an insane risk that Masai Ujiri is taking, because we all know that something's going to happen. A retool has to go down, or at least something has to happen. It's going to be front office malpractice if we sort of keep everything without giving extensions, at least, to OG Pascal. OG's not going to accept an extension, but Siakam likely will, you know, to give no extensions, to make no moves, and enter free agency with Gary, OG, and Pascal Siakam, all unrestricted free agents. That's just plain dumb. I mean, I know there's background things that the public isn't exposed to, reporters aren't exposed to, all that type of stuff, but it would be just bad if we let these guys walk in free agency and not receive anything. And Masai Ujiri has to understand that there's a couple things going on with OG Anunoby right now. I mean, basically, Josh Lundberg's been calling him out a little bit as of late. Over his last four games, only has 33 total points, and he's shooting 2 of 17 from the three-point line, that he hasn't been his typical excellent self on the defensive end, and is far more concerning. Have to wonder if he's playing through something. It's one of the worst two-way stretches in recent memory. So that's something that's been going on with OG Anunoby. I'm not going to sort of bend our will in terms of the future of OG Anunoby based on a few games. We've seen a giant sample size of OG over the past few years to know what he's capable of bringing, but there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I discussed in yesterday's video with Sean on Sixers Digest all the rumors have been going on there. OG Anunoby's in a down year. I won't recap everything, but his points per game are down, and if you look at the per 36 numbers, it's not just the minutes decrease. You know, he's a guy that's shooting less, he's less efficient, all those types of things. OG Anunoby's currently in a down season, as Lundberg's been pointing out. Over the last few games, from the eye test, OG Anunoby just hasn't been the same level of, given the same level of production on the defensive end. That's not something I'm concerned about at all. OG's an athletic.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Be strong. You know, he's high IQ defender. OG Anunoby, I have no questions about in the defensive end, but is something to sort of take a look at. And frankly, OG Anunoby's also a player that wants a bigger role, whether it's in Toronto or elsewhere. And he signed with CAA, he signed with a new agency with the one hope of getting that opportunity done in order to land that big type of money. So Is this the right approach from Masai Ujiri? This is the what Toronto Raptors fans have to ask ourselves, have to discuss, have to figure out in terms of our approach to this year's trade deadline. Because a part of me says, hey, the entire NBA wants OG Anunoby. They want him for a reason. Because he's an elite two-way player, his three-point shooting mixed with his defense, mixed with his ability to be a 3-and-D guy, complements perfectly really any NBA team, including the Toronto Raptors. So part of me is like, hey, personally, he's one of my favorite Toronto Raptors of all time. I absolutely adore OG Anunoby's game. I like his personality, all that type of stuff. I'm a fan of the guy. You know, OG Anunoby is a soft spot in my heart. So I don't want him trade. I don't want him moved. If I saw him in any other team's jersey, frankly, I would feel a little bit sick. So there's that part of me. But then there's the part of me that has watched this Raptors team that's a bit jaded right now. That's a bit like, hey, I'm sick of what's going on right here at this point. And even though OG Anunoby's a player I want to see retire as a Toronto Raptor and things along those lines, one, he's a guy that wants a bigger role. And when we see OG Anunoby dribble the basketball a little bit too much, take on too much of the offense, one, the Raptors haven't really been able to win a lot of games, particularly a couple seasons ago when Pascal was out with the injury to start off that season, and then OG was really given the reins. Scotty was a rookie and stuff. You know, we lost a lot of games at the start of that season. We turned things around. Pascal was back, come playing healthy. OG was playing more of that 3-and-D role, but so many times we've seen OG sort of, you know, the lack of handle, and it's improved a little bit. It's improved incrementally, but he's not a guy that consistently break players off the dribble, efficiently sort of create his own shots. A lot of his shots are assist on. That's only been going up this season. So OG Anunoby's desire for a bigger role mixed with the direction the Raptors have been going with, more facilitating, less sort of ISO plays. I get why OG wants to do that. He's already won a championship. He's been on a winning team for a long time. He wants to maximize sort of what he can do out there on the court, pull a Jeremy Grant and get a big contract, you know, from the squad. So he's probably not going to look for a 3-and-D sort of role with this Raptors team in the future. So if we let him go into unrestricted free agency and forget the money side of things, because OG Anunoby is going to be commanding probably over $40 million per year in the open market, $40 million per season for a guy that's never been an all-star. He's an elite defender. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But, I mean, his stats this season, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2.5 assists. You know, as Lundberg's brought up, the stinkers of the games. We've seen OG Anunoby go through cold stretches like this before. He's dealt with some injuries in the past. People and myself were saying hard no to Fred VanVleet, $40-plus million per year. Fred VanVleet took a much larger brunt of the offense for this Raptors team. Again, he wasn't super efficient. I'm not saying Fred is a better player or things along those lines, but we have to factor in that OG Anunoby has been able to be relatively efficient because he is a 3-and-D guy. He's not asked to do crazy things out there on the court. He doesn't have an extremely high usage rate and all these types of stuff. People didn't like Fred VanVleet's sort of efficiency on a high usage rate for the Toronto Raptors. There's no guarantees that OG Anunoby is going to be that much better if we were to give him the reins to the Toronto Raptors offense. So that's a risk that you're going to be taking. Obviously, OG provides more on the defensive end, but has not proven to be the player that can command that type of money. $40-plus million per year. So you're going to be handcuffed to that deal for a very long time. So there's that factor that you have to take into play. That money. You have to be comfortable offering that type of money to OG Anunoby at a relatively long-term sort of timeline. And then the second part of that is he might just leave for nothing. The Philadelphia 76ers are going to open up a heck of a lot of cap space this offseason. They are in a team that's in a much more positionally sound spot in the Eastern Conference because they have an opening with Tobias Harris' contract coming off the books. They have Tyrese Maxey who can facilitate. They have OG's former coach, Nick Nurse, who he seemed to have a good relationship with everything he said, you know, to the media and things like that. Joel Embiid's obviously an MVP, and they're higher in the standing. So if OG wants to win, wants a better position to sort of, you know, flash his skills on the bigger stage and have kind of a role opened up for him, you know, it's probably still more of a 3-and-D guy, similar to what he's doing with the Raptors, but, you know, just in kind of a better win-now spot. The Sixers are a team that could offer that type of bag. They're really interested in, according to multiple reports. That's a team that we have to contend with. And then you also have the other side of the coin, where if OG just wants the ball, wants to just maximize, you know, become like a 25-point-per-game scorer, probably extremely inefficient, but his defense will pick up sort of the eyes of other teams and just prove that he's a $40, $50, $60 million plus player once the cap rises, or at least, you know, fool some team in terms of giving him that money the same way Jeremy Grant did. I don't want to say fool, but, you know, earn that type of deal. The Detroit Pistons are also expressed interest in OG Anunoby. They're not worried about trading him right now. They see, hey, open market free agency, we can give him that opportunity and give him that bag. The Raptors have to contend with those two situations. And the Raptors right now have been kind of a mess, all these types of things. So with all that being said, I'm going the route of going all out, doing everything we can to keep OG Anunoby. Part of me loves to hear that because I like OG on the Toronto Raptors, but the person that's logically brained, and I don't like to be like too, I like to pour my heart into these Raptors pods and videos and takes and things like that, rather than just being a number cruncher and things along those lines, because it's a sport. If you like a player, you got to support that player, even if they're breaking your heart every now and then. But the logical brain in me is just saying, hey, sure, he's younger than Siakam. Sure, he's a guy that might fit better on different teams. And Siakam's shot especially hasn't been that great that season. If we're going to be giving max money to anyone, Pascal Siakam's the guy that's really earned that. Been a multi-time All-NBA player, All-Star, NBA champion. You know, I was the number two option on an NBA championship team. Sure, things are a little bit messy right now, but he's proven, again, proven to be a championship caliber number two guy. Scotty Barnes takes that leap as everyone wants him to do. Siakam did it with Kawhi. I don't think we want to go the route of the Detroit Pistons and be losing 25, 26, 27, 30, 40, 82 straight games. I don't think we want to go that route. Heck, especially where we probably don't have our draft pick this season. We have Scotty Barnes. It's elevating his game to the next level. Give Siakam his extension. Figure out what's going on with OG Anunoby and then make the decision. If he's going to leave, trade him at the trade deadline. Because, or if you get a verbal guarantee or something along those lines, then keep him, figure it all out. But, man, just Masai Ujiri, work your magic like you have in the past. Quiet all the doubters, quiet all the haters. Figure out how to retool this team, or at least nuke it somewhat to where we're retooling a little bit around that Scotty Barnes timeline and get us some assets to not be horrific, but do something that makes sense. I don't know. But I think being dogmatic about doing everything in our power to keep OG Anunoby is just, it's just not the right play. It's not the right approach. It's too risky because he could leave for nothing. He's an extremely valuable asset right now. You can get some value back from now at this point. We know moves are going to happen. And Pascal Siakam's a guy that wants to stay with Toronto. OG's a guy that's been a little bit sort of, a little bit, hey, I don't know, aloof about potentially coming back. So, I don't know. Again, Masai knows more about the ins and outs of this front office, but he's getting questioned and questioned more each day by Raptors fans. You hear reports like this come out, and it worries me that the Raptors are just going to shoot themselves in the foot the same way they did at last year's trade deadline. Same way, we'll see how it all shakes out. They potentially did this offseason, letting Fred VanVleet walk for nothing and stuff like that. Firing Nick Nurse. I don't know. It is what it is. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section down below. You guys are the best to make this far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. I'm signing out. Cheers.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.